Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Nod Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Nod Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Honestly and well, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, always current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Six, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up for Zell 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, doubt the flow, don't stop. Cal 1, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo, what's going on? We back on the air. Nod Your Head Wednesdays. We are back in the building. 8 o'clock till 10. Man, I got some news for you guys, man. Everybody's about to start crying. It's about to be a sad day in the black film industry.
What?
Madea is no longer going to, well, Tyler Perry is no longer going to be playing Madea. He's retired.
Who's going to play Madea?
He's going to hand it to somebody else. He hasn't said who's going to be
Danny.
Madea now.
He's
going to
have Danny playing Madea.
It's a wrap, B. They're getting rid of Madea's. Throwing in the wig and the big dresses and stuff like that. They trying to say, I don't think it's going to be him, but Orlando Jones is supposed to be in the new Madea that's coming out. You know, Tyler's busy with, you know, he's messing with Oprah now. So he's doing projects on Oprah's show. And, that's what's getting ready to go. So, yeah, you know, that's what it looks like now. Who's taking over the Madea body? Who knows? You know, we'll probably find out about that a little bit later on. We lost my man Roger Ebert in Chicago. We had a little show on here. Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel at the movies. Gene Siskel died years ago, but yeah, we lost Roger Ebert, so we no longer have him. He is going to the great movie Kid in the Sky. And, yeah. Oh, and another news, your boy didn't just sat over here and conflicted his life a little bit even more, but yeah, I got a comic book store now.
You got a comic book store?
Yeah, I got a comic book store now. I'm a part owner of a comic book store now. So, and I'm surprised you don't know because you be on Facebook. So you supposed to know that, homie. What's going on?
Man,
with you?
I be on Facebook and I be reaching out to you and you don't be saying nothing. I'm going to have to slap you.
You know what? If this coming through the cell phone, yeah, I ain't gonna never hardly ever get it because my cell phone is like on vibrate. So I rarely ever have it where I know until like if I look like a day later and I happen to see a notice on there or something, then I try to get back to you. But yeah, I hardly ever notice anything on there. So, but yeah, that's what's going on, man. That's what's going on. I am now a black owner of a comic book store, and let me tell you, it's not all it's cracked up to be, but you know, it is what it is.
Good,
man. Yeah, trying to do it, trying to get out here and do it. But yeah, we've been down off the air, and if you're wondering why, that's pretty much why. You know, got the family thing I got to take care of, and I've been doing this, so I know D's been kind of like, man, what the fuck. Well, that's what the fuck. That's what I'm doing, man. I'm still coming back. You know, Red's still here. If I'm not here, Red will be on. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's what's up. What you been up to anyway? What you been trying to get started in your life?
Well, I've been working on a new me because I'm like, I'm too chunky right now. So I was like, I got to get rid of this. I'm too cute to be looking like this. So I'm just, doing that. You know, mind, body, and soul searching, just trying to get my mind right, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm just trying to get all my ducks in line with what my business that, you know, ventures I be in right now. So I'm just trying to find the best possible path for myself.
Yeah, I've been on the same thing. You know, it's trying to warm up over here in Chicago. So, yeah, you got to try to lose that fat, man. You know, you're walking around here all winter, sitting around eating ding-dongs and
don't
shit.
Don't worry. Right. I was like, I don't need this shit.
That's what happens. You know, you sit around and put that poundage on, and then you're like, damn, where that shit come from? So, but, yeah, see, this is years of, you know, I got my fat after college and everything. I started, you know, once I moved out the dorms and I got to apartment.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I got mine. And it's been packing on ever since. You know, I got this gut.
I had snatched one of your pictures of you and your little girl. I'm like,
oh, you saw us in the comic book store. That's probably where you saw us at when you were sitting together.
Y'all
was in the
morning.
We was at the store.
Y'all was acting fool. I was like, yeah, that's his daughter.
Yep.
Hang on her daddy, yeah.
Sitting over there with the books in the background. She loves it too. She went up there with me last week, and you know, she likes it. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So, you know, man, thank you. Appreciate it. My brother came in today, right? And this cat coming up, man, he's smelling loud in the motherfucker. This cat been smoking hella weed. I'm like, dude, do you not smell yourself? How are you selling shit smell like weed, man? That shit is, like, all over your clothes, man. And then you got the store smell like that shit, man. Like, come on, man. What the fuck? But, yeah, you know, that's what it be like.
So that's his cologne.
Yeah, that's urban cologne. Essence of I like to get fucked up. That's what that is.
What?
But, yeah, we got some other
hey. What is that? They keep talking about Peoples. What is that? Have you heard about that?
Mm-mm. What is that?
I think it's a movie that he's coming out with. I just know that I think Kerry Washington is in it. It's called Peoples. So I don't remember. I kept seeing it, but I couldn't remember. Like, I haven't seen a trailer or anything for it. But I guess
it's the first I've heard of it.
And dude from Living Color, David. David Allen Greer.
Oh, okay, like I say, this is the first I've heard of it, though. Yeah, that's news to me, but yeah, it's out there now. Anybody know anything about it, call up the show, you know? 718-766-4553, call up the show, because if you know anything about it. Speaking of black actors, my man Wesley Snipes is out of jail. Darkness is free.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, he out of jail now. He did 2 years, 2 or 3 years, man, for taxes.
Exactly, boy.
But yeah, he's out of jail. He got out. He's on house arrest right now. But house arrest is a lot better than jail cell arrest. I'm sure the jail he was in wasn't all that bad, you know, considering some of the other jails he could have been locked up in. So they gave him a club fed, I guess. But yeah, he's out. He's already positioned to be in the next Expendables, Expendables 3. So Sly has already reached out to him. And, it looks like he's ready to go. He's ready to get it together. And hopefully, you know, he'll stay his ass up out of there, you know.
Well, he'll come out.
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick going to be going in because she owed $10 million.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, what the hell?
She ain't been doing no concerts or something. You know, yeah, she ain't been doing no concerts. She better get out there and do some concerts now. You see Chris Tucker out there traveling now. He came back out. He put the got back on the road. The old actors on, you know, shows on the road. He got it out there now. And I'm telling you, man, y'all better pay these taxes, man. They ain't playing. The government is hurting. Y'all better pay that shit. I'm sitting over here now, man. We got to pay taxes on the store, you know. And tax season damn near over, you know. But we got to pay that shit because they will get your ass. Yeah, pay that shit, man. You see some of these old celebrities y'all see out here doing concerts and shows and shit y'all ain't heard from. That's why. Taxes. Uncle Sam on his proper chop. That's what's
up. Coming
for you. Uncle Sam want that. He want you for real. He want his cut. Y'all better pay attention to what's going on over there in North Korea, too, man. Y'all keep fucking with Lil' Kim if you want to.
Oh,
And keep fucking with him if you want to. Y'all better pay attention. China been talking shit. Little Kim, yeah, yep, Little Kim. Y'all better pay attention. They been talking shit since Bush was in office.
Yeah,
so,
then they moved the missiles and got them pointed at the other side now. I'm like,
uh-oh. Yeah, yeah. You know, pay attention. Keep your eyes alert. You know, fuck that American Idol shit, man. Y'all better watch the news, man, and hope some shit don't go down, because if you do, it's going to be martial law like a motherfucker over here, especially for my Asian friends.
Yeah,
because
they talking about they going to blow up. He said it was like a couple of targets. I know, like Hawaii, Guam.
Yeah. All the shit that their missiles can actually reach, that they're aiming to reach. So pay attention. Y'all missing shit, and it's right in front of you. Pay attention. Trying to tell you. Man, we got some new music tonight. We got some Action Bronson, some Terminology, Killer Priest, Ed OG, Madlib. We got some stuff. I got some redone Nas with some jazz stuff. It's pretty good, man. So we got some stuff, man. We gonna talk. I don't know who called the show tonight. D, he let me know, but my memory's so damn short. And whoever called tonight, we gonna have a good time. Whoever the fuck it is, and whoever it ain't, we still gonna have a good time.
Yeah, I thought he said that. I thought it was supposed to be Nicole Ray, and she lost her voice.
Oh, so she's not gonna. She ain't gonna be able to call or whatever. Or?
Yeah, as far as I know, no, she's not gonna call.
Okay, well, that's what we're supposed to have Nicole
Ray.
Yeah.
Right. She sounded like DLC right about now. Like, I'm just saying, you know. But I'm like, so who the hell is she singing to? You know what I mean?
Well, she got a new group though. Terry Walker. I was listening to some of these songs. Well, I like Nicole Ray. I'm a Nicole Ray fan anyway, so.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about her in a while, so.
Yeah, but I guess she's been writing and stuff, but you probably would like their new stuff. It's like neo soul, but it's soulful neo soul. I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
I'm trying to remember what Nicole Ray did, though, because, I mean, I remember the name. I think she had the long-ass braids, right, Nicole Ray?
Mm-hmm. She used to wear cowboy hats and stuff.
She came out
with Missy.
Weren't they like fooling around at one time or something like that too?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
I'm trying to remember what she sang. I can't remember what the hell she sang.
She was like, it was like 17 and I'm trying to think. She was young when she first came out. She had an album out with Missy, and then something happened where they went and they separate ways, and then she was with Fink. For a minute.
Yeah, because I know she went to Rockefeller for a while.
Yeah, she was over there. She was writing, and then I don't know what happened. Like, her and Lil Mo was out at the same time.
That's what I'm thinking,
like,
Lil Mo.
She could sing her ass off, though. But,
it's like all these people, man, they come and they go, man. It's like, where are they at now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard they had one of the Braxtons on yesterday, too. Did you listen in to that or not?
Yeah, they had Tracy on there. She funny than a mother. Tracy
looked
like their mama, but she looked funny to me. That's the one that's in Baltimore.
That she felt like she got left behind, right, Tracy Blackman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She do hair and stuff. I want to talk to Trina.
Oh, the one with the husband that was acting crazy and stuff like that.
Yeah. Trina ass is crazy, too.
Yeah, man. He her husband kept a cool face though, man, when he found out she was dipping out with old boy though, man. Oh,
huh?
Man. She over there, right, you know, she was cool as hell, man. She dipped out with old boy, man. He had brought her to the crib. The dude was like really disrespectful, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, I don't know. Somebody would have got choked out that day though.
Mm-hmm.
You bought my old lady and stuff, and then you bringing this cat to the crib? Really?
Coming
to my bandmate. Right, yeah, yeah. Bandmate in hell. He got to leave the band. You got to kick him out like, whatchamacallit, man? Beyonce and them, man. Oh, man, that was crazy. Yeah, the dude was at the crib, man, clowning, man. He was over. He knew it. He was like, yeah, I boned your wife, fool. What? What? You not in my house, you won't.
I know that's right. Not still.
You won't be. You dig down my old lady, man. It's gonna be a problem.
That's it, makes reality TV better.
Yeah. I was looking at the one where, you know, I watched the Braxtons and stuff. I look at that. That's funny. But yeah, you know, casually like, you watched the I watched the Braxtons. Goddamn it. Yeah, Tamar and all them. Tony still fine. I don't give a damn. Lucas and all that. She's still fine. But yeah, I sit there and watch. I watch the show. I don't give a fuck. I watch.
Thank you though. I like them because they remind me of people I know. You know what I'm saying? Like when they how they act and stuff, it remind me of people I know. That's how we are. So
yeah,
like family feel. Especially when they get to singing and acting a fool. It's like we do that. So
yeah, tell me about her damn mind though.
Yeah, but I think she's doing it for the camera too.
You know, that's what I'm saying too, because you know when I first heard her say Steve Harvey had on the show, on the Steve Harvey show, not on the syndicated one, but on the radio station. Yeah, had new song and everything, and I heard it, I'm like, that's Tony singing that shit. That ain't her, you know, because the voice is coming out, and then looking at her, I'm like, she's hood. She got a good ass voice though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know.
I think she sings better than Tony, though, but, you know, it's always like that, though, the other sibling come out. But usually, it's usually one good sibling, and then all the rest of them, like, I ain't going to say what family I'm talking about, but it wasn't really one, but one singer out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, they last name started with a J, but, you know, I think they was all just trying to be more like him. I think he was the only one that sang out that family, though. And you know, Janet retired.
Say what now?
Janet Jackson said she retired. She turned Muslim because she married that man.
So
he a billionaire.
He's trying to kill the dude you married.
He a billionaire. He a billionaire. You can retire. You can make
Yeah, you retired too. Shut up. When the last time Janet Jackson had a decent album out? I mean, real talk.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
ain't singing
right.
Shit. You retired too. You married an oil baron. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
That boy got money on top of money. And he don't care about the herpes.
He's on top of some more money.
Right. He don't care. Shit. That boy, man, he living his dream. Shit. She living her. I don't ever have to sing again. I done went from good times to this. So.
You know, JD to that. I know he's sick.
JD was a fluke of nature. Everything. I don't even see how he pulled. Janet must really been on some hard times, and he promised her a decent
album
deal or something.
I don't know. I don't even know how he don't know how he did that either. That's why he looked
sick. The other news, man. Judge Joe Brown is getting axed. Judge Joe Brown is gone. 15-season run, and next month it'll be over.
Does he want to?
Nah, he kind of pissed about it because, you know, they wasn't paying him right. He's supposed to get $20 million, an annual salary of $20 million. I wish I could be a judge and just sit on TV and talk shit to people and get $20 million easy. But this cat, man, he was getting $5 million a year. Even $5 million, I wouldn't even be pissed off about that shit. You've been on 15 seasons. That's 15 years, dude. You got $5 million a year? And you're crying about that? But, yeah, he's supposed to get $20 million a year. And, you know, contract negotiations went down. And, you know, they put on his show next month. And, you know, he's pissed off about the salary and everything. So, you know, it's politics. I mean, look at CBS. CBS ain't really got no damn shows. What are they getting money from? So, yeah, they cut his show off. Yeah, you know, he said one too many crack jokes or something. You know, who knows? But, yeah, his show is done. Judge Joe Brown is out of there. But, yeah, what else is going on down your way? Oh, speaking of which, if you're in the Chicago area, we got a lot of concerts going on this week, well, this month. This weekend we got Raekwon and we got Guilty Simpson at the Shrine. Then I believe that the following Friday on the 16th, we got KRS-One. He's going to be in Chicago from the 19th to the 23rd, and he's going to be doing various shows within the city. So, you know, if you're out this way, you're in Chicago, come check out KRS-One. Then on the 26th through the 28th, we have C2E2, and that's the Comic Expo Awards, which I myself and my son will be there on the 27th Saturday. So if you want to meet us, that's where we'll be. We'll be there Saturday. We'll probably go on early because I got to come back. I got domestic shit to do when I come back. So, but yeah, we'll be there. And if you look at the webpage, RC Comics on Facebook, or look me up on Facebook, you'll see that we're having a Call of Duty tournament on the 27th. So all that stuff is on the Facebook page, and I give you the link to the website and all that. You can see that. And, you know, just go check it out and, you know, do what you do, you know. We're going to play a little music for a little bit, probably play some of this new stuff I got going on. What you got going on in Atlanta? Anything going on down there?
Yeah, we finna have Birthday Bash come. You know, when Birthday Bash come, they have the food around here. So they get prepared for that right now. And
so that's kind of like basketball joint when they had a basketball joint. That, I can't remember what the fuck you call that, but it's at the tip of my brain, but I know what you're talking about.
That, yeah, so it's going to be that. Then they got an old school concert coming, but I can't remember. I think that might be the beginning or the end of April or beginning of May. I know Anthony Hamilton coming with Jeffrey Osborne and MC Lightfoot. Well, I think that's like May. Yep.
Jeffrey Osborne? Yeah. Where that cat be at?
I don't know. He coming to May. They going to be at the Atlanta Student Center. And then I got to think with the other. I just know Birthday Bash is what they're pumping right now. That and it was, you know, Final Four just left here at the gate, you know, so it was hectic around
here this last weekend. So it was all kind of stuff going on. They
were doing free concerts,
continuing
TI and all them. So
wow.
The weekend, the weather's nice too. So
like
I
say, today was 80. Yeah, we just barely getting there. Y'all got 80 weather down there. We just trying, struggling to get to 80. I think it was like 50 something today. And yeah, the weather out here, man, is I ain't gonna complain because we could have had a worse winter than what we had, but I know. Excuse me, deep down in my heart, we're going to have a scorcher. So, yeah, man, we up in the 60s, 60s, 50s up here, man. I would like to see some 80s weather, but then I'm like, nah, they going to be out here shooting. So, you know, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I was talking about that with somebody last week, and they was talking about, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, they've been waiting all winter. It's nice outside. They get to shoot when it gets nice outside.
It's true,
like,
though.
I'm like, yeah, it is. That's how you know when the nice weather's coming is they're killing folks.
And I don't understand it, man, because, you know, I'm in the frame of mind, like, you know, it's summer, it's time to go out and kick it, you know, get your bike,
right,
time to pee the bar. I ain't trying to be in nobody's cell for the rest of my life, man, because whoever did whatever. But these cats out here, man, that's what they own, man. They you know, they shoot each other and they want to go to jail. Do what you do. That's how I feel.
Ooh,
you see over there tapping on your computer, huh? You on the porn sites again? What you tapping on your computer, huh?
Don't tell anybody. No, I'm looking for me. I'm trying to get a new phone.
Phone.
Yeah, I'm like,
Yeah, what's the story behind your phone? What the hell happened?
Well, I have a loaner phone right now because somebody took my damn phone. So, yeah, I had to go through all kind of shit to be here this evening. So I mean,
but you ain't had nothing but a Boost Mobile. Who stole your Boost Mobile?
Somebody that had a Boost damn phone.
Well, you
yeah,
had a
so
Boost Mobile.
Like, I'm trying to step up. They talking about, get an iPhone. I'm like, I don't want no iPhone. I'm going to get that.
Man, you better go look. You better go to Walmart and scoop up their Galaxy 2 for $30. So you got a Samsung Galaxy 2 T-Mobile for $30. Easy. And if you want the Galaxy S, they just down there drop it down to $40. But that's your best bet. You go to Walmart, get that sucker for like $78. You figure maybe $80 after taxes or whatever. You know, all the little fees. Maybe 80, maybe 100. Who knows? But better go to Walmart. Act like, you know, y'all got Walmart down there. Y'all have females down there twerking at Walmart.
Look,
now,
Walmart
gotta,
is my friend.
Yeah, I got a Walmart. Man, speaking of twerking, did you happen to see the video of the two little girls that got their asses whooped? Pops whooped they ass. Yeah, man, Pops whooped they ass, man. It was on the way the video goes down, it comes up, and it's probably still out because he went to jail too, by the way. But yeah, these two little young ass girls, 16 and 12, you know, they want to put a twerk video up. Anybody who knows what a twerk video is, you know, it's some stripper shit, but it's like young girls doing it. And these heifers, they're at church making a twerk video. And Pop went in. You know, Pop went over there, got the extension cord. If you from the old school and if you was raised through the 80s and part of the 70s, you know what an extension cord is. If you've ever been hit by one, think of a switch. If you don't know what a switch is, ask your grandmama. Ask your mama. She'll tell you what a switch is.
One.
Right. They used to send our asses out to go get switches. Take the break off a branch on a bush, take the leaves off their mug, and it's pretty much the same effect as an extension cord. But anyway, yeah, Pops went in. And the second one got the worst of the whooping. He was whooping their ass. And so I agree with what he did. I mean, people call it child abuse, but fuck that. That's what's wrong with kids now. But, yeah, he whooped their ass. And he fucked up. Where he messed up at was he posted it on Facebook. Why do that? Or YouTube, or somebody posted it on YouTube and it got to Facebook. And, you know, somebody, you know, I'm looking at the comments that people are typing in regards to the beating that the girls got. And
well, I done found it.
Oh, you found it? Yeah. And the beating that they got, like I say, it was well-deserved because you're too young and you're too damn fast, and that's why, you know, it's either whoop their ass or they come back with big-ass stomachs pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're the town hall. I call a spade, it is what it is, you know. And, you know, people are like, oh, that's child abuse, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. No, that's a man disciplining his kid. You get hit with an extension cord one time, I promise you, in life. I got hit once, maybe twice. But
sit your ass down.
Right, you won't do it no more. Because when you get them welts on your arms, yeah, you get welts.
Yeah.
It ain't no blocking, catching the belt, and, you know, thinking you can wear clothes, it's going to hurt. That's the intended purpose, to punish. It's corporal punishment. And that's what a lot of you kids need nowadays. It's a good, hit a kid with extension cord, and I promise you, they won't do that shit again. I promise you. Extension cord or switch. Child abuse my ass. Your kid, you know, people were putting comments up there about it and, why he whooping them. If you can't talk to a child, talking don't work. They don't understand talking. Talking don't work. Some kids you can, you know, but other kids you can't. The ones that you can't are the ones that, you know, are constantly doing shit, or the ones that'll run up and try to stick my ass up and then shoot me, and then when they get shot or they get caught, oh, my baby ain't doing shit. He was the cream salt of the earth. My baby got A's in honor roll when the motherfucker was in school, you know. And, you know, that's the type of shit you run in. But, yeah, he whooped their ass, man, and he went to jail after it was posted. He put his ass in jail. And what makes it so bad, you know, the girls were there to visit, and it was the girl's mama that called the police on them. You know, I guess because they saw sores or she saw sores or whatever. Yeah, you're going to get a sore from an extension cord, yeah. You're going to get a welt. But I promise you, you slap a kid one good time with that extension cord, they won't fuck up again. I promise you. I have been a victim to the extension cord. So I know. You know. But, yeah, that was crazy. It was another one posted up there a couple of days ago. It's an older video, but this kid stole a PlayStation or he stole something or whatever. And his older cousin, 25, 23, whatever, man, he beat that kid. He was giving him straight.
You saw the second one,
he threw a cord on the floor like sexy chocolate threw the mic on the ground. He's like, sexy chocolate. He just threw it like, I'm done.
No, that first one got the hell on.
Yeah, we was talking about it. We say the second one was twerking harder or something like that. She must have been doing it a better job at twerking. That's why she better. Yeah, he beat her ass. You see that?
He got that first. He got about the room, then the other one walked over there. She's talking.
Yeah.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's what she needed, man. You don't be twerking at church and embarrassing me. You know, but he fucked her up and then threw the cord down like, yeah. Good night, sweater. Yeah, he threw it down like he was walking off stage.
Yeah, sometimes you got to whoop your kids, though. It's just these kids.
Yeah, you know.
Getting their parents in there with frying pans and killing them because they got to take out the garbage. They can't go out. These kids
yeah.
are running your ass right on over.
Yes. And up and down, you soft. My daughter,
right.
man, I'm going to tell you, I just got to yell. I've only had to whoop her one time, and it wasn't really a whooping. It was more like a slap, but she was a baby then, you know, a toddler. Well, she wasn't even a baby. She was like five or four, you know. But all I got to do is, yeah, now she get to the point, she 11 now, be 12 in May. And, you know, she rolling her eyes at the teacher and shit, and, you know, talking in class. And I'm like, where the hell this come from? And I'm going to have to get my ass again, you know. But, you know, that's what it takes, man. And people... You know, they said, "Oh no, just remember that Tom and Jerry cartoon with the bear and the wildcat, and the bear was like, don't you hit that child with that, you know?" And then he took the little wildcat, and he's like, "He don't know me, do he?" And the wildcat
he
was
don't
throwing,
know me very well, do he?
Yeah, that cat, man. That's how you got to do a kid, man. Cause you're fucking around, man. And he was about to whoop the shit out that damn cat. And the bear stopped it. He tried to use a little child psychology on it. Like, damn.
Yeah, you got to sometimes, man. You have to.
That shit was crazy. Yeah, you got to, you know. Because they will rob you. We had something going on up here. What was that? These idiots were out here doing a flash mob. Like, 300 kids downtown Chicago, man. And out of the 300, maybe 16 got arrested and everything. But, you know, people are like, oh, the police, the racial profile. No, them niggas was out there flash mobbing. I'm sorry. You know, they was out there fucking up. And then the first time one of them catch that slug, you know, then you go, like, oh, you shot my baby. Yeah, your baby's about here fucking up. I mean, I can't even argue with something like that. Y'all out here harassing people, and then we already have an image of being ignorant, but y'all out here harassing people and running up on people, and then the first time one of them hits you, shoots you, then it's like, where's the discrimination? Trayvon Martin all over again, you know? Shit like that, you know?
Yeah. Was that out there that it was another girl that was shot kind of like that?
Are you talking about the one that got shot accidentally in the house where it was an accidental shooting and, like,
yeah,
two other people got shot. Yeah, the gun. I saw that, but I didn't know it was out here. But the girl died, and two other. They said the bullet fragmented and killed the little girl, and then shot the two other people. But I'm like, what kind of shooting was that? You know what I'm saying? So it was an accidental shoot.
Yeah,
we'll see the outcome of that one. But yeah, that was out there. That was out. I saw that piece. Man, we're going to start talking, jaw-jacking, and
okay,
we're going to go on
a
couple of weeks. Yeah, we long. But we ain't been on in a while, so fuck y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to play some music, and we're going to go from there. It ain't y'all's fault, it's my fault, but you know how I go. So,
okay.
Here we go. We're going to play with Torrey Bird and the Plouffe. Probably hit y'all with some Action Bronson and maybe some terminology, but I'll hit y'all later with that. We'll see what happens, and maybe we'll get a call or two in. Who knows? It's Wednesday.
Not you.
I know he's in there. He's gotta be in there. Mr. Carr, we like to have a word with you. Can you open the door? Don't make us have to batter it off. Shit be down to the floor. We put the ram on it and go ham on it. All we want is you to come out and chat for a damn moment.
Nah, chief, I don't talk to the beast. And what's the cause for the grief? My man here with my family, we sleep. Going through some real cases. Stop slandering me. No Miranda in the handcuffing me. Fuck out of here.
This the last time we asking you, boy. Next we sending the dogs. Rip up your crib from the ceiling to floor. Heard from a little birdie. You be pitching it raw. We about to ping your ass to the wall. Open the door.
Hoping you score. Look at the long arm of the law. If you came with the warrant, you just showed it before. You ain't got nothing on me, just suspicion is all. Then get your ass up away from my door, making all of this noise. Got you from all your recordings in the booth, and everybody down with your crew. Some daily conversation, we've been watching you move. We just need you to give us the proof, just the burden of proof. We got you from all your recordings in the booth, and everybody down with your crew. Some daily conversation, we've been watching you move. We just need you to give us the proof, just the burden of proof. I got rights in my lawyer's sight. She gon' have all your badges in the office tonight. Get the fuck off my property, you might be aight. Otherwise, I'ma ruin your life. Stick around if you like.
Okay, Ben Shot, before we leave your spin side, can you explain the range and the rings and the wristwatch and IA? That's your gang, what you click about? I hope they stacking bells so you get out.
Get out of what? Get out of Dodge, nigga, get off my nuts. David Blaine with a chain, how I get out of cuffs. For the record, my only records, the records I cut. Fucking pigs, I don't get out enough. Think you calling my bluff?
You huff and you puff, we bout to blow your house down. No fairy tale, just a sale when you lock down. Make you feel like the locks now. Unless you unlock the locks now.
We got you from all your recordings in the booth, and everybody down with your crew. Some daily conversation, we've been watching you move. We just need you to give us the proof, just the burden of proof. We got you from all your recordings in the booth, and everybody down with your crew. Some daily conversation, we've been watching you move. We just need you to give us the proof, just the burden of proof.
I'm tired of talking, we leaving shit broken. The sniper's right on the roof with rifles and they scoping. I guess I got a bunch of shots to get you open. Special forces is here, time to go in.
Come in my crib, I swear to God, you regret that you did. Had your decorated career reduced into shit. Fuck a truth like a noose round your neck and you dig. Word to Diddy, hope you ready, it's big.
I ain't threatening kids, you been more. Try to tell you it's on. Now we gotta put your dirty laundry out on the lawn. You'll be on the front page first thing in the morning. Think about it, is this what you want? Could be different for sure.
Listen to me, I don't listen to y'all. Any words that you hear, you can hear from afar. Since you said you need proof, I'ma give you it all. Let me tell you what started it all.
Fucking drug shit. Do the drug. Yeah. Yo, straight from the desert queen. Leave you sleeping on the mezzanine. Like you winking, then switch it to a desert scene. Often heard, but this motherfucker seldom seen. I'm throwing blows while you waiting for the bell to ring. Drug smoking, razors make the pasta sweet. Slumped over when the barrel and your posture meet. Stay lean like some motherfucking ostrich meat. You full of shit, it's time to get a colonoscopy. Sister kick, dick suck from Miss Elizabeth. Lex Luger arms, 4 in the morning in the dark with the computer on. Wasting my time, my thoughts are pacing, taste of old grace replaced in my mind. Born to shine like the eyes on a cat. Same cat, fuck a ram, put the knife in your back, cause it's nothing. We live it, let die, you roam the land and you bluff it. You lifted the cards and showed your hand, but tailor made rubber, rubber made reliable. Never sell the suit, rock a linen suit. Play the streets like the ball court, finish shoot. Smoking Popeye, dipping in the spinach soup. Take my nuts out your mouth, let me breathe for a minute, please. Your life is cheap like a hooker in the Philippines. About to be a huge star and I'm still in Queens. You on the shelf like a figurine. Drugs invest in my mind, but I'm destined to shine. Sit the shit to keep these motherfuckers pressure and wine. Thousands of pounds of pressure pressed on your spine. Live the vine, free the mind, lead the blind, read the signs. Hands up like you stepping in the party. Now you getting robbed, motherfucker with the shoddy. Send you potty, make your body do an ollie. Then dig your shorty out, cause I geeked her up on Molly. Have you eaten dick, no need for seasoning. If 7 dudes are in the room, then she's pleasing them. Like a trooper, hit her in the pooper. Throw her in the shower, then I take her out the looper. I'm kinky, I'll hit it even if it's stinky. Put him in the shower, make her pussy brand new. Brand proof, give her money, what I can't do. Stuff the lunchbox and burn her with a candle. Consensual rape, vinegar solutions. Animal abusing, barrel revolutions. Don't get me pissed off, fuck around, rip your tits off. Still getting head, even if my dick's off. Rising quick, no Fleischmann. I'm in the end zone with one leg up, posing like Heisman. Throw it like thighs
wise men. Sway foot with the village leader smoking a pipe with seven wise men. I eat the biggest piece of chicken at the table. Let them know I'm hungry. Polo on the rugby. The 44 long, surely got a trusty hold. Trying to live American dreams, dusty roads. Yeah, fucking pussy.
I have obtained the goals that many men only lay in bed and dream about night after night. I have wined and dined with kings and queens, and I've slept in alleys and dined on pork and beans.
Hey, yo, let me give y'all a couple pointers, man. Show you how to do this, son. Apology. Let me tell you how to shine, kid. Get on the bus like I did. 20-hour mix, round trip. Get on your grind and rhyme until you can't spit. Just don't stop until you raise the eyelids. Your bus is science. Trust me, if you apply it, it works. It's just free knowledge for what it's worth. Design you a little mixtape, make sure your shit is fly. Now before you run out of time, see a lot of dudes sick with the rhyme. But instead of hustling they talent, they just sit and they whine. Me, I'm made from a different design. For the shine, I just... Man, and I never look back. I'm a H-U-S-T-L-E-R hustler. Used to hustle working, now I hustle percussion. Bass lines, drums, keyboards, and cuts. And lyrics that you can feel in your soul. I'm on the go.
Yeah, man, just so y'all know, me and my man Term been to like 40 countries in the last year, man. Y'all need to set that grind up, man. Get your hustle right, you know what I mean?
Russell Simmons hustling since the beginning, and I ain't gon' stop until I'm counting millions. You gotta have a vision, be driven and be consistent. Stay on the mission, spit and be persistent. Make sure you listen up, cause you don't know it all. Get your shit in the store deep in every mall. You gotta sell them for cheap for you to get them off. $8 a pop is still guap. See, I press my own CDs, make my own stickers, promo on Facebook, Tumblr and Twitter. I know I'm blowing up, but I see humble in the mirror. I free mix taste with Jay Dilla, and I drop a new album every year in the game. Switch labels, switch flows, but the feeling's the same. I'm killing it, man. Got the crowd feeling insane, cause I, and that's how I got my name, it's Ology.
And like that, we back. We got three joints. We got Terminology, we had Action Bronson, and we had Torre. Burden Approved, Consensual Rap, and Do It.
Do it.
But yeah, we back.
So ragged. Yeah. Oh, Jack.
What's wrong? What's going on?
Boy, I got this earpiece in, and it's going from the left to the right, and I'm like, I don't want to be like, hello.
If you got a click out.
Oh, I got a.
That's
okay.
That old school. We got that prime code going in effect right now.
Oh, I got a brick over here.
You ain't lying. I've been there, done that, man.
We about to get the train joke in.
Yeah. So, I'm been online. I check out Hip Hop DX every now and then. And I was looking at this Accidental Racist. Have you heard it yet?
Oh, LL, and I heard parts of it the other day when they were playing on the news.
And what do you think about it?
What he was saying, and then like what LL was saying behind when he was talking about, you know, just because my pants are sagging, don't look at me. I didn't see nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was saying murder, kill all the white people. It wasn't like that. It was, you know,
People do that stuff too much.
They overlook stuff. They be looking too much into stuff.
They be looking too far into it. You know what I mean? Because I haven't heard the whole song, but I've listened to some of the lyrics.
Mm.
And, I mean, first of all, people, you got to understand, the music industry is like pro wrestling now. Everybody is doing shit to get you to watch. You know, pro wrestling, okay, like... WrestleMania was out this week. They ain't really. I ain't watched wrestling in a long time, but Rock and what's his name? You Can't See Me, dude. I can't remember his fucking name. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know they wrestled and everything. And I mean, if you really look at it, a lot of the people that we grew up with watching on wrestling are old or either dead, and they need a highlight. They need something to get you to watch. Okay, Rock is pretty much finished with WWF, WWE, WWE for you younger cats. It used to be WWF. But he's pretty much finished with that. And you need somebody to highlight, you know, what's going on. So same thing applies here. Here you go. I've never heard of Brad Paisley. I've heard of LL Cool J. By the way, LL has an album coming out. It's Weak Sauce. I love some LL, man, but let it go. But anyway, back to the topic. I've read some of the lyrics. One in particular, if you don't judge my gold chain, I'll forget the iron chain. All this is the guy knew what he was doing. He's like, okay, I'm going to put this song out, but in order for me not to look like a racist or sound like a racist or be a racist or be accused of being a racist, I'm going to put a black rapper, one of the, at one point, premier rappers out in the game. I'm going to get LL to do it, you know. So he got LL. He got him rapping on this shit, and it wasn't bad. It ain't like he's sitting over here, fuck all you niggers and all you chicks and shit like that. He wasn't doing that. It's a song to, basically it's a song asking to bury the hatchet about racism. And on one point I agree, but it's not us that's always doing it. You do realize this, right? It's not always us. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's just like, man, y'all making a big deal over nothing. This is nothing. What you know, the little song that he's doing is nothing. You know, it's got its shine and the 15 minutes are over. And people are going to forget about this. But, you know, it's just like it's the hot topic right now. There was nothing that I saw in the lyrics that would suggest that this was like a racist song, you know. But, again, people are going to be people and, you know, sit up here and make, you know, ruffles where there should be none, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the time for people to be upset, and, yes, it's going to seem like I'm bashing little Wayne again, but – you know, when he did that shit about Emmett Till.
He's upset
about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all motherfuckers upset about this shit. Where was y'all at when he said that shit about Emmett Till? You know what I'm saying? So, it's always something, man. That's all I got to say, man, on that note. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that damn song. Let it go. You stupid.
Okay,
let it go.
Well, what about, have you heard Beyonce's song, Bow Down?
Yeah, that was stupid. But she's, she's reaching. Yeah, that was stupid.
I just thought she was just, you know, just sometimes we do them kind of songs, we just talk shit. And I think that's what she was doing. But they went all out the box with that one, too.
Well, that was actually a shout out to Keri Hilson, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. That was some shit she shot out on her. But even at the same time, I mean, you know, we really don't have any top rated. After Whitney died, that was pretty much it. I'm saying it. I'm sorry, but ain't nobody gonna follow Whitney. Adele. You know, but I mean, who else we got that's gonna follow Whitney and the stat? I mean, that was a poor taste, if you ask me. The song that she did, it's poor taste. But whatever, you know, the type of person you are, and the following that you have, and you know. You don't, you know, just like when they came out with Soldier, you know what I'm saying? I need a soldier. What type of guidance are you giving young ladies with that song? You telling them to go find a thug, but at the same time, why? You know what I'm saying? You trying to teach them, not fuck them up. But, yeah, you know, and you doing hypocritical shit like that, you know? So, yeah, you know, it was a song of poor taste. That much I will say, but... I mean, that's what sells now. That's what you like. We're never going to have, you know, I ain't going to say positive song because it sounds too preachy, but, yeah, you know, positivity is gone. It's what sells, you know, iTunes and, you know, music. That's why we got the shit we got. Just saying, you know. But, yeah, I heard that piece. You know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, like some of these other singers, I've never heard of. Well, actually, whatchamacallit started that shit. What is it, Cisco? From he started that shit when him and R. Kelly was beefing, and somebody else he was beefing with at the time. But I never heard of singers beefing like that. The last true singer that I heard of that beef, of that type of beefing, was Rick James and Don Cornelius. Didn't have a love for each other. Yeah, look it up on YouTube, man. There was a couple of videos that Don Cornelius and Rick James did on Soul Train, and they did not like each other at all. And he was, you know, it was cordial, but, you know, they were getting their little clip, you know, their little buzzes in on each other. They was banging each other up, you know. But, yeah, it was funny, man, to see it, man, you know. He was, Rick James was saying some slick-ass shit, boy. He was talking some shit. But, yeah, that, you know, that's the type of stuff you see in the business.
You know? There's always something to.
Yeah. What else going on? Oh, Chris Brown and Rihanna broke up again. And, you know, Rihanna is a beautiful girl. Simple, but beautiful. And she got that big ass forehead, but, you know, you can work around that. but still, you know, she keeps in the news. Everybody's following her around and what she's doing. And, you know, it's like, so? We all knew they was going to get back together. I mean, if you ever lived in the hood and, you know, like one of your friends got beat up by her boyfriend or some shit like that, and, you know, yeah, you send somebody to whoop his ass, but she's still going to be with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, my brother did that. Him and his old lady got into it, and they broke up for a little bit. And, you know, I got cut in the process trying to stop them from fighting. But, you know, them motherfuckers got back together. I wanted to kill his ass. You know, you got me out here. And you out here fighting with her and her people, and I didn't get cut with a shard of glass and shit, and y'all still got together. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, people are clinging on to that. I'm like, why are y'all clinging on to this? This is shit that you knew was going to happen. So, I mean, and they broke up, and once he get done doing whoever he doing or whoever she doing, they going to get back together. But people are, like, clinging on to that. Now, here's some funny shit, and I've been saying this all along, and I'm kind of with my man on this, man. This is why I say the music industry is pro wrestling. Ray J is out here clowning. did you hear about the Ray J shit?
Oh, but he's lame.
With him and Kanye, where he's got a song out here now saying that he hit it first.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he's got a song called I Hit It First.
He's
saying, yeah, but see, here's the thing with that. And on one hand, if it wasn't for Ray J, we would know nothing about Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian would be another white chick that fucks brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that niggas is running up, you know. And that's all we would heard about her. I'm really trying to remember how, I guess after the tape, that's how she got put on, you know? That's how people found out about Kim Kardashian and everything. And she wouldn't be anybody if it wasn't for that tape. And then, you know, Ray ain't getting no money up out of that. You know, this chick that made $1 million or something off of weddings and endorsements that he having to speak at shit. She was in Tyler Perry's new whack movie, The Temptation. Which is ghetto indecent proposal or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, so I'm like, man, you know, if it wasn't for that, yeah, little Ray J, man, made her a superstar, you know. Yeah, get that mug some props. On the other hand, like I say, I'm with Kanye, I personally, just off of general principle, I wouldn't have got her pregnant. I'm just saying. Because he going to pay deeply for that. Not today, but down the line, yeah, he's going to pay. Because she's going to roll out. You do know that. You know, that it's not going to last. If it does, okay, cool, whatever. But that's not going to last. You don't marry the bus down. That's all I'm saying. You don't marry the bus down. You know, I you know, all them cats that ran up there. And not to say, you know, guys, we run up to people too. I mean, you know, we do our dirt. But if you know I did all that, you ain't going to marry me either. You know, it's life, but it is what it is. She done ran, you know, got married to one cat, still ain't divorced from him now, mind you. You know, I ain't no religious dude, still ain't divorced from him. But you having a baby by another cat, and you still are married to this cat. So how that work?
Yeah,
but I'm.
You know what? Mm-hmm. At least Amber Rose, when she walked away from Kanye, they wasn't married or nothing. She could actually move on. She could move on.
Yeah, she got knocked up by this dude.
Yeah.
All these cats, man, knocking these ladies up, man. With the type of money y'all making, man, y'all better think. Because when the rap career is over, she going on to the next. And y'all better think. Pay attention. Look at my boy Tom Joyner, man. Mug got big money, man. He busting down. I forget the chick name, man, but she done been in a lot of bedrooms too. You know, he a sugar daddy. You know, he left the athletic chick. Yeah, but he left the athletic chick for this even younger chick, man. I'm like, damn, man, do what you do, man, but don't be no fool with your money because it come back to haunt you.
They just say a fool and his money will soon part.
Mm-hmm.
My pocket, your pocket or mine?
You better recognize, dude. Y'all up and coming rappers, man. Y'all better pay attention, man, because they coming. They coming to get you, and they, you pop a seed up in there. It's a rap.
Yep.
More on Chris Brown. Not All Star Hip Hop. Hip Hop DX, man. They starting to get a little bit gossipy, too. I mean, it's really not about hip-hop because Chris Brown is not hip-hop. Anyway, Chris Brown bodyguard is suing him. Yeah. He's suing Drake and the club. And, Chris, a couple of months ago, I want to say like 2 months ago, Chris Brown left his bodyguard, Patrick Strickland, on an island. They got into an argument and got back in the plane and left his ass. So... yeah, that's where I was like, oh, what? For real? Dude, I just got like 1,000 stitches in my head, man, and you arguing with me, man. I took a bottle to the head for you, and this is what you do? And, they're having beef. And Chris Brown, man, need to slow his roll, man, because somebody going to put their foot deep, deep, deep in his ass. And then again, he might like
Brown.
It. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he could have been the next Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying, coming to Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't have been Michael Jackson, but, you know, he could have been somewhat on the level of Michael. Because, you know, when he was a kid, man, you know, this mother running around taking off his shirt now and shit and doing thug shit, and you ain't no thug, man. You are not a thug. So.
Not at all. He gonna learn. At some point, you have to learn. It's the jazz dance.
It was going to take somebody to bust a couple of shots at him and put him in a near-death experience. And I find that a lot of cats, once that happens to them, they slow down. They pump their brakes. You know what I'm saying? You know, Lil Wayne, you know, he had that seizure a couple of weeks ago and everything, and they was lying about it and shit, and he wasn't fucked up. Yeah, that was a near-death experience. Now, how he come out after this, who knows? But that's what it takes sometimes, man.
But what about Rick Ross? Because they was trying to say, you know, and his car got shot at, but there was no bullet holes in it. They're talking about he was making that up.
That sounds like some WWE type shit, too, man. I mean, people are doing whatever they can to get attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And really, the real thing, I'm actually surprised Ross is still running around after that whole Gangster Disciple shit, man. So.
Well, that's what they was trying to say, who shot at him. But you see, now they're coming at him because of his, you know, some lyrics, and they're talking about he advocated
rape.
He put mollies in her drink, and she didn't know it. She woke up in my bed and didn't know it. And they like, huh? He's talking about y'all took it out of context. Well, how else are we supposed to take it? But then again, these are songs. You know, is it entertainment? Is he just telling the story? Are you supposed to take it at face value? I mean, people have been in jail for their lyrics, murder raps for the lyrics. I shot him 3 times. That's you on this tape? Yes, sir. Okay, well, you shot him, he dead. You must have did it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy. You got to be, you were their role models. Even if they don't want to be, they are. You got to be, you got to think a little bit more. Don't be a knucklehead to mess your money up. Because that's exactly what's on him.
I read about that whole Rick Ross thing. And, you know, that's a rapper being a rapper, man. I mean, you can't take nothing Rick Ross say anyway at face value, because he's real talk. He ain't real. You know, shit, he was a fucking security guy, man. And see, that's where a lot of these kids get twisted, man. They're defending these cats. And they're like, oh, yeah, Rick Ross, the truth. And then, no, Pac was the truth. Rick Ross, no. You know, and I didn't even like Pac like that. Pac did some shit, you know. Pac came from the ghetto. You know, Pac been shot, literally. You know, so, I mean, say what you want about him. You're right. Yeah, they steal some shit. Biggie got some shit they trying to find. Matter of fact, last month, you know, was the anniversary of both of their deaths. You know, we missed that, but, yeah, these cats, man, they out here, you know, doing this dumb shit and ain't thinking it through. You know, they ain't thinking it through.
That's so right. It is what it is, though.
Yeah.
That is so right, but it is what it is, though.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, that's what's happening in the news. We probably have some more shit to talk about, man. What else was I going to tell you guys, man? It's a lot going on in the music industry. Get your weight up. Most definitely be careful of these damn promoters out here, these janky-ass promoters. Because they still getting cash, man. They still getting cash.
Damn. Throwing, that's the oldest con right there, ain't it?
Yeah, you know, throwing these parties and the shit ain't happening. Or they ain't showing up and y'all paying for the tickets on StubHub or whatever you going to. And then y'all get to the show.
Look at
and
you.
Whoever y'all play, yeah, and they ain't there, man. So, man, watch out for these promoters, man. I got some shit to tell y'all, but we're going to talk about it after we get back. We're going to play some Killer Priest. Some other shit too, so yeah, just stay standby. Nod your head.
My pen's a goggle lens, rapping ATVs, hopping over sand dunes of man's doom. The grip and tell where killers dwell. Hides out in Cancun, fucking Spanish women, standing in sands, his hands are trembling. We're rubbing lotion on her on New Beach. Two freaks, she's a goner from street corners with heat on us. Come horseback riding with a tyrant who loves whores but acts violent. He lures old women inside tents, gets the knifing, slicing and stripling. Lightning spells out letters as they streak across the skies. P-R-I-E-S, elect, just a feast. Come snowboard with the ghost lord. This what I wrote for, this what the horoscope saw. Saw from out of Celestial Academy. Look at the tree of life diagram, see Priest anatomy. From the medieval family, called the Maccabees. I grew up at the Abbasi, now they call me your majesty. Don't be mad at me, I'm just a deity. I took on the alias, cause you can't pronounce the true name of the alien. The African, Aborigine, Israelian, King Arthurian, half Nazarene, half Celestrian, Barbarian. The Sapphire yet, Z-Rock hard, said Priest is the God. Go ahead, read them all, you still see me as Lord. Father's Enoch, my mother's a Sephiroth. Blessed, born naked, here, born in the desert, placed in the arms of a shepherd. I let the truth loose before I take exit. Laugh to myself, how y'all calling me Walter? Body never dies, it just turns to the white suns on top of ocean water. The transformation of my lines, the transmigration of the mind. See what's the mind, a sea full of rhymes. Magic and classic, tablets go way past time. The moon is for season, the comets for signs. When I'm writing, I have action sighting. Come bring the good tidings, my offense is essential. Take a glimpse into my view of my mental. I'm washing in the lonely streams, the blood stained cloth. King on his horse, only in my dreams he would talk. Telling me this is hell, just leave. He was compelling, showing me the music industry. My records not selling, my ruins in the end of me eventually. Said if I don't go back, the road is black. They close attack, I step back, spoken to rap, then form into a golden act. Blood and feathers, it seems like we fought forever. The skies turn terror, his
eyes is flesh turned leper, then I turned to this heifer. He told me the skeletal figure rides a white horse slowly across the field. This means end change. Accept that life is cynical and that you're lyrical. Immortality. Then I saw morgues around me. It got cloudy. She walked away, paused. She said, justice will be yours. A fair decision will be made in your favor. Then I transform into a gangster. Can't believe that I wrote this on paper.
Laced it for the summer, straight from the basement. Bang it, turn it up loud till you feel it. Flagrant, play it for the broad. Kill with guilty. Let them know now that I'm coming. Raised in the dungeon, blazing the function. Songs grow, gave me that push that I needed. Now I stay weeded, chump stay seated. We stay heated. Strapped for the gunplay, fly in the birds. They sing on the runway church, but I don't preach on a Sunday. Nope, I hand off styles like a run play. Dope. Quarterback straight to the Super Bowl, a kingpins out with the Ruger. Roll in the alley, Mac D's airhead holes in the valley. Pimping hard, guard dog with those in my yard. Retreat or you can sit to die. Baseball bats might ditch a dive. Stare down cats I meant to rob. Voice of the vandals, rep for the have-nots. Scavengers, show me that stash spot. Shake down, give me that dough when we out. Now y'all rap cats know we about that paper. Stones grow, guilty sips of motherfuckers. Mad Lib.
Oh, great to be alive, pal. Oh, Gentle 84.
New shit. Mad Lib, you know Frank Nick. You know them niggas, right?
Okay.
Put your phone, niggas.
I think I'm on the verge of greatness. That I even got the courage to say this. Should be enough to solidify my spot, but it's not. So I find myself reaching for the top. I'm here, motherfuckers. Welcome to my epilogue. The boyfriend get up in this bitch. I'm about to set it off. Pin game crazy. Madlib ridiculous. Plan is to set up shop and count the Benjamins. Before we finish, we get the spinach and spin it. Been gone for an hour. Y'all feel like, wait a minute. We already spinning, talking wheels on the whip. Get there with time to spare, so I feel on a tip. And that's cause she like it. I'm about to take over the world and she excited. So please don't fight it. And you can come ride with us. And when you riding with them boys of lust, then it goes like...
I appear out of thin air. Celebrate like bringing in new year. Saint Philip Wynn putting on new gear. What I let her address to a hater is say cheers and toast to the utmost. Snatch mic from rappers like enough jokes. No, he broke, no, he don't. Hold time in his palm like a bag of coke. No lie, honey pie, ass cantaloupe. Need a fix from the antidote. No tricks, the smoke screen. Watch this is a street dream. From the block, plane drop overseas. What can you tell me? Breaking near me deep, like Jay Dilla said, make the men beat.
Something for all bad fighting motherfuckers. To all motherfuckers. Step the music. I'm standing in big living colors for all. So back up. All motherfuckers. Cause I'm coming through.
What they say, no play play. The AK of spray spray for payday. Heard about your heyday. Now you yelling mayday. I'm with the money team fighting fabulous Ray J. I'm cooked up, you look stuck. Look fucked, shook up. Hand out, looking for a hookup. I put you in check, push the rook up. Mate you, date you. Be faithful to day two. fuck your count, stop running your mouth. Yeah, you know guys with bow ties staring at your bitch with both eyes. Old guys with no ties looking in the air with no skies. Give these hoes what a pimp provides when I improvise. I'm oversized, motion in the ocean in the boat arrives. Never over, ass and thighs. Clap these rap guys after they baptize. From Boston to Van Nuys, look into a man eye. You gon' get hit. Take your license and work permit. I hurt and murk this shit. Give you a damn fit. You and your man spit and transmit unbranded. Leave you stranded single-handed. Quick, I might get scratched, but I won't get bit. The game is rigged and you will play. Pay now or pay later, but you will pay. I'm on the front line, you on the front line. Eat your ass for breakfast, don't make it to lunchtime. Here's the punchline, you couldn't end mine. I invest time while you spend time. This and that, this and that. I gave hostage to fortune. Fortune shot the hostages. Bird niggas, ostriches, a room full of sausages. Straight up, how my posture is. I'ma show you motherfuckers what a monster is. Y'all too clean, the scene is too serene and pristine. Never a new team, y'all need a routine. For Rudy and Fiend, my newly cuisine is to eat your face off. Rudy Eugene.
Mad Lib, you know Frank Nitt. You know them niggas, right?
Okay.
Put your phone, niggas. Hit niggas, flip niggas with it.
I think I'm on the verge of greatness. That I even got the courage to say this. Should be enough to solidify my spot, but it's not. So I find myself reaching for the top. I'm here, motherfuckers. Welcome to my epilogue. The boy Frank Nitt up in this bitch. I'm about to set it off. Pin game crazy. Mad Lib ridiculous. Plan is to set up shop and count the Benjamins. Before we finish, we get the spinach and spin it. Been gone for an hour, y'all still like, wait a minute. We already spinning, talking wheels on the whip. Get there with time to spare, so I feel on a tip. And that's cause she like it. I'm about to take over the world and she excited. So please don't fight it. And you can come ride with us. And when you riding with them boys in lust, then it goes like...
Celebrate like bringing in new year. Saint Philip Wynn putting on new gear. What I let her address to a hater is say cheers and toast to the utmost. Snatch mics from rappers like enough jokes. Slow he wrote, no he don't. Hold time in his palm like a bag of coke. No lie, honey pie, ass cantaloupe. Need a fix from the antidote. No tricks, the smoke screen. Watch this is a street dream. From the block plane drop overseas. What can you tell me? Breaking near me deep, like Jay Dilla said, make the men beat.
Something for all bad fights, motherfuckers. To all motherfuckers. Stepped on music. I'm standing in big living colors for all. So back up, all motherfuckers. Cause I'm coming through.
All right, all right. Drop poems over the beat. Listen. Drop poems over the beat. The whole street. Drop poems over the beat. Listen.
Let me take a
it's something to write. I ain't going out tonight because my pockets are tight. I'm not motivated, I've waited. Talk of the town, most debated. Cats saying my style is complicated. Nah, that just means your style is outdated. It just so happens I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not hating, just stating the facts. I refuse to stay in the back, I'm not losing. Still doing what I'm doing. Still out to ruin the whack that they got brewing. Cause it never stops, it never will. Rap dudes on Front Street, yo, they never rail. I rock the beat, plus rock rhyme. Feel it's time to show my full versatility. Utility.
Low budget, y'all know who the best is. Doing the damn thing.
Feel it's time to show my full versatility. Utility.
Since 1976, though.
Yeah. I got beats, I got rhymes. I rock streets as well as suburban, all around. I graduated with the cap and gown from back in the day. Cassette tapes were wound, the classics, heavy with the boombox blasting. Those days are never coming back again. I represent in the midst of all of the ignorant. Yours next to mine, making me sound brilliant. Buckshot was right, ain't no comparison. Low budget, what? Land over Maryland. Cool as the winter time, Christmas caroling. Soul music, Leon wearing them. Rock beats plus rock rhyme. Feel it's time to show my full versatility.
How I do it is raw.
Don't ever try to compare. Feel it's time to show my full versatility.
In a class to my own.
Sometimes and travel all over the universe. I go to other galaxies and visit strange alien planets. I zoom right through things like meteor showers and skim over black holes. It's exciting.
Yeah, new life, to the fullest, represent that new life, please. Children of the lower world, less fortunate, from the orphanage, teardrop coffin lid. The upper world feels your pain, 120,000 years of rain for the young that's slain. Your memory lasts a century, a tribute for what you've been through. May your life continue, live on other planets, where you see the great ones standing, even those that took life for granted. It's like the untold stories of Cleveland Martin. Investigation found the mass of votes in his apartment. The informant, mob cops, crime bosses, and cover-ups, FBIs, and flying saucers. Watch Night Watch, online love affairs, and true crime. Conjugation of masons, showing new signs. Government conspiracies, the X not hollow, in the hands of the Cherokee. Jericho flesh, build walls around my mind. From a speck of dust, to my exodus, to the black holes, to the nebulous. I hear mystic messages and raindrops, crack the code of the crops. My brain locks, then slide out the chamber. Ink sprays over the paper, the diary books of a gangster. Welcome you to the new reality. I welcome you to the new reality. No more prosecutors' excitement. Remarkable federal indictments. $1 billion drug busts, no thugs discuss. Mathematical enlightenment with masterful writing. Mind travel, need no license, just high science and incredible rhyming. What happened to Tyson? They killed his mind, he stopped fighting. Early 80s, a man was a giant. A nightclub owner, secret friends with two Colombian drug lords. They all traffickers, same Valentine's Day. Blood massacre, the heart in my chest is the shape of Africa. My brain is lavender, accepting calls from 911 plane passengers. They said they never aboard. The government used a remote, so let's revolt. Someone cut the cord. At night, the sky nights. What's that falling fiery ring? I am king. From higher heights, I see beyond the neon clouds. For eon, my name rings out loud. The future is now. Eternal life is in the journals I write. Exit, I exist as one. There is none beside the sun. Beyond boundaries, without change or movement. Only elements and ruins.
concealed within myself. Thoughts of a seahorse submerged deep in the cosmic waters. I breathe the source of life, the force, the planet, small to gigantic. Gave him commandments, the wings of the wind fly by flapping across the entire atlas. New world.
New world. Experience the new reality.
Bam, and like that, we back. That last Killer Pooh joint, that was some weird shit. New reality, man. They could have did it without the keyboards, but yeah, that was a good joint. But, yeah, we had some Killer Priest, New Reality, two Mad Lib joints with Guilty. One was called Paper. The other one was with Mad, and it was called What Can You Call Me. We had some Kev Brown, Versatility, and Ed O.G., Old School Flavor. Y'all remember Ed O.G.? If you're from the 80s, you know who that is. Got the habit, but that joint he had was What Can They Say? And, yeah, we got more shit like that on the show, man. I'm just getting halfway through with, like, 38 minutes left. I don't know what the hell Red doing. She's just scratching her ass or something.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you scratching your ass or back there.
No, because my daughter got up, and I'm like, I'm trying to whisper, get your ass in the bed. She's talking, I just came to give you a hug. I put you in the bed at 8:30, so you've been in there playing. Yeah. Boy,
you scared the shit out of me. Look,
you scared the shit out of me when you came around the corner. That's I'm like, oh, with her arms all reached out. I'm like, oh, it's just you. Okay.
Hey, if anybody's interested, if you're in Chicago, man, Solange is going to be at the Bottom Lounge April 15th. You know what? I might go check that out. I might actually go check her out. Depending
that's
on what
a good
the
show.
Are. Yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, I might check that out, you know, and then Talib Kweli will be here on the 13th if you want to see him at the Double Door. That's an arrogant motherfucker, though, but anyway. CC Peniston is going to be out here. If anybody knows who CC Peniston is, she'll be out here April 12th.
Okay.
And Cypress Hill, that's a long ways away, but they'll be out here at the Charter One Pavilion over there at the downtown. Yeah, they'll be here in what is this? July. Yeah, July 3rd. So, yeah, that's what's going on out this way. Keisha Cole will be out in Indiana if anybody's interested at the Star Plaza Theater. She's been talking a lot of shit lately too.
That was Thursday. She's having issues.
Yeah, shit's going on with her. So, is anybody interested in? I'm seeing Robin Thicke left the Real Husbands of Hollywood. They're trying to say there was beef between him and Kevin, but I don't believe that. I think it was just he had shit he had to do. And
he's a singer.
Yeah. You know, he got shit he got to do. He ain't got time for that. He ain't got time for that. Oh, man. Let's see what else. I'm looking on this other thing. Does anybody know, you know, Kevin Hart was married at one time. And, you know, like all relationships, things fall apart. But him and his wife, you know, they got a divorce. And according to what I am reading now, she only got $175,000 out of the divorce. An Escalade, personal items, and that's it. Yeah, so I guess he kind of broke even and everything. But you know what? I don't think Kevin Hart the type of dude that, you know, will fuck his job up as a father, you know. Child support is kicking his ass, though. He's got to pay $19,000 in child support.
How much?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, yeah.
And I can baby there like that. Pay me $19,000.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Or
it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper, yeah.
You ain't lying. This is something that blew past me. I don't know if it's true. Mike Epps and Kevin Hart got beef. Yeah.
No, they're playing. They were come on Twitter when they were going back talking junk about each other.
Yeah,
no, they playing. They was just on something that day. They playing. They talking about they
do
that all the time.
I know. I had a show when Shaq was over there humping on his ass on the show. I was like, what the fuck part of the game is this?
Yeah, that's that stuff, Papa Molly. That's what that is. Lord have mercy. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope they play him, man, because both of them niggas is funny. Mike Epps was actually just out here this past weekend for one of his shows, man. I missed it. I wanted to go too, man. And one of my connections, man, was bullshit. He took all day to get back to me on the call, so I was like, fuck it. I'll see him when I see him. See that kind of thing. But. Yeah, I think what I'm going to try to do with the show, like I said, I've made this promise before. I'm going to try to be on here regularly, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a week, skip a week, do a week, skip a week. And let you know, like I say, if I am not going to be on the show, I'm sure Red, you have the laptop
available. I'll be
available.
Here.
Yeah, she can
yeah.
run the show when I'm not available. So I think what I do is I just upload music for you and you know, you can, play the music. Or if you got music, you know how to upload, then, you know, upload that stuff on there. You know, just have a bit of a change of pace because the brother is busy now. Like I said, comic book industry is not all of what it's cracked to be. It's a decent industry, but at the same time, it is very busy because I am constantly having to do things like upgrade the web page and, you know, make sure we got inventory, mail shit out. It's a very serious, serious business. And although it's fun, I'm not going to front, it's fun, but yeah, it's very serious business. You know, it's not off, you know, oh, man, I got comic books at the crib, I can read, you know, no, you're doing shit, you're working, for real. Yeah. If anybody's interested, though, I got a Lionel figure and a Panther figure, 14-inch, very expensive, but it's worth it.
I kind of wish I would have kept my aunt used to send me and my brother comics when we were younger, and I wish I never read mine. Mine always used to stay in the wrappers, but I wish I would have kept because I had like Thor, like the first one. I'm like,
man, you probably had some good shit and didn't even realize you had some good shit.
Yeah,
man. There you go.
They used to come in a little brown bag. I'm like, oh. She was sending that stuff regularly. You're little, you're young, you jack that stuff over. Now I can kick myself.
Well, the thing that kills me, man, you got people that come in there with, like, books, and the shit is, like, in real bad condition. You know what I mean? It's like you come in there and they expect you to be, like, you know, buy it for some really weird price, and it's like an off-key book at that. You know, something that nobody would read. But, you know, they come in there and they get mad. You know, I don't lowball people. You know, if it's worth some shit, I tell you what it's worth, and I'll buy it from you. If it ain't worth anything, then I'm going to tell you straight up. You know, it's not worth shit. You know, and then on top of that, you got cum stains on it and shit. And,
I definitely ain't wearing that mask. Just to wipe your ass with it.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got books and don't take care of the shit, man. I had a kid come in, the other day, he was, like, asking me about some Star Wars figures that we got hanging up. And he was like, man, this Star Wars figure is, like, $10, man, $20 for that one, man. Shit, I go to Walmart and get that thing. I said, no, you can't. You cannot at all. You can try and think you're going to find some figures, but you're not going to find any stuff.
I know a dude who got a whole bunch of shit like that, a whole bunch. He even got a big-ass C-3PO.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with this dude. This dude had to get a U-Haul to move all his figures and stuff they were from Kansas City, Missouri to Aurora. So he in Aurora with all that shit, and his wife be trying to make him sell it too. But when I say he got a whole bunch of shit still in the plastic, he never opened it. from he was
little. See, that's mostly what we get in the store is a lot of guys coming in to sell their stuff because their wives are like, look, you got to move this shit for my shoe collection.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
It's taking
that's
up
what
space.
We get. You know, or we have, like, you know, guys who've passed away and their wives bring stuff in and donate it and just give it away. They don't know. You know, and I'm not no chiseler type dude, man. If I think they can make a profit off of it, what I do, I sit over there, I look at it, and, you know, I tell them, hey, this is worth something, you know. It don't pay to be no chiseler, you know. So, but yeah, you know, they come through there and they sell their stuff, man. Like I say, it you know, that show Comic Book Man is kind of like what it is, but ain't what it is. But, yeah, it's a thing, man, because you got to keep up with the books.
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know, and then when you get books, it's like a car. You know, if the shit don't sell, you stuck with it. Then you got to, you know, lowball pricing. You know, it goes to the $1.50 bin, you know, and it'll still sit there and languish forever because people ain't buying the shit. You know, so you have to pick and choose. Like, you know what the hottest comic books are right now? I don't know if you watch the show on Cartoon Network, but the hottest comic books out right now are Adventure Time with Finn and Jake. You ever watch that? Comes on Cartoon Network on Mondays and stuff. Adventure Time. There's this other one, Thanos Rising. A couple other books that are coming out that are, like, really hot. Walking Dead, of course. I got books in the store right now that are, like, $45, you know, and going up. Yeah. You know. So that's the hottest book right now. Like, all the books out of 100 on down to the first, if anybody finds the first issues of any of those, bag them up and hold on to them. And if you can sell them, you know, as quick as possible. I mean, they worth some money, but that number one, the one with the black chick, Michonne, is worth some money, like her first appearance. There's one with the new villain. They're on their second pressing of that. And even the second pressing is worth some money. If you got a first pressing, it's worth some money. But, you know, comic books, man, pay off, man. If you come across somebody with some shit and they got it taken care of and, like, you know, they got some amazing comics and shit like that, Action Comics number one and Action Comic number 15 with the first introduction to Spider-Man, Amazing Fantasy. That book right there is worth some money. So if you come across some shit in the flea market, man, and you know your shit, man, hold on to them. Because you can make some lucrative money off of that shit, man, if you know what you're doing.
Right.
You know, because you get some white cat, man, he'll get your ass up in the store and rob your ass.
Look,
send
you
out of there with a dollar.
Boy, yeah. You'd be pissed off.
Mm-hmm, because he'll get that shit and sell it. And he will straight sell it in a minute. So, but yeah, man, that's what I'm thinking about doing with the show. You know, like I say, if I'm not here, you most definitely will catch Red on here and whatever guest host is available at the time, be it D or one of the other hosts from the show. We're not kissing Nadja Head goodbye because Nadja Head is fun, you know, when I'm rested. And, you know, I try to bring you guys new stuff. I'm sure Rhea will put some of her music up one day and let y'all hear it before she turns 50. And, you know, we try to do a decent show here.
I got
so.
You.
But, yeah, man, I guess I'll play a little bit of music because I got to take a bathroom break. And, yes, I'm sharing with you because you're my friends. And I'll play a little bit of music. I'm going to find a, like, nice, long one to play. I got to wash my hands. I ain't got to do number two, but sometimes it takes a long time to do number one. So,
okay.
We're going to go from there. I'm going to hit you with another terminology, and when I come back, I'll let you hear some old school lines. So, be chill, and I'll be right back. It's Wimco. All right. Nas and you.
Shout out to whole Wu-Tang.
You know what it is, nigga. For real. Take it back. Make an anthem, nigga.
Bitch,
shouts, my man Mathematics.
Hey, yo, check it out. Yo, back with another one. This hip hop shit ain't over. The Wu brought it back, I told ya. Check shit is hard. The hip hop critics is dickheads. They'd rather see Shalar in the yard. Writing rhymes as soft as cotton. We can never ever see that. The nigga flow grows, is popping. First verse, I'll be ready to get clowns. Catch him in hallways. The worst look, get laid down. And yo, I rhyme for shooters and boosters. Get money, trenchmen. All those respect my Wu shit. Regardless if you see me on TV, 3D, HD. I'ma stay safe and rate beats. This time I'm a bastard swordsman who put in that work real quick. Then I'm reppin' to Boston. Don't try to get in my way. Any rapper, any herb, I'ma blow you like herbs and lace.
Fuck a cell phone plan. When it ring, I get $100. 5 dubs and a whip on my way to Holland. Yeah, I do credit, but not the ones you get in college. My niggas gettin' the four business, so we whippin' pilots. Tits on the windows, looking like the D's. Got the dope boys nervous when they see me in the street. Fuck the hollering on wax. You can see me. The street, Hollywood, the load the gate and put the BBs in the sleeves. I'm a creature with the beast. I used to sell X on the West Coast, now I get it cheaper on the East. I've been around the world like Lisa Stansberry. TV with the gooseneck, gooseneck to the cranberry. Got the clan ready with the tan Chevy. Keep my gram heavy, smack a bitch ass, doggy style like my hands heavy. Gift in my swag, tough talk, look at your man Barry. Load the last track and part two, nigga, fist the fury.
Walking chair left if you're well known shooters. 100 guns, 100 clips, but you still can't move. It's been a while since you heard a nice nigga from BK. Representing the villain, no for letting the seat spray. First brick we flipped took like a week in 3 days. Whole team run around the peas with AKs. 9 different type of drugs slipping them 5 ways. Getting rid of brick in less than 5 days. I pop your head off, leave your brains on the tile with my 40 cal. I rearrange to your top so where I go. My team, they gon' follow top model hoes. When no game, they gon' swallow. Got a lot of foes, that's why my aim be on hollow. Die before I let you violate, nigga, live by the motto. Tipping through lanes, popping the clutch, in the dotto. At this rate, I'm going instead, I might not witness tomorrow.
You a gangster? Yeah, I'm a gangster. You pop that thing?
Yeah, I pop that thing.
The clip on empty,
my clip on empty.
Your clip gon' bang?
Yeah, my clip gon' bang.
You say you a gangster?
Yeah, I'm a gangster.
You pop that thing?
Yeah, I pop that thing.
Clip on empty,
yeah, my clip on empty.
The clip on bang,
yeah, my clip on bang,
bang, bang.
Look, I hit a weak spot, bypassing niggas with broke guns and cheap shots, outlasting niggas with no fun, jockey cock, you get too cocky to heat cock, you wanna walk a mile in my shoes, you need socks, you need not, call out a G cause he's not, they playing with the pussy, I'ma show him the G-spot, man, this dude's a meth head, I show him the detox, look at Johnny with his old ass, I'm still schooling the whole class, the kids in the hall, you get no pass, ice hit the eye like a cold flash, niggas hoping I don't spaz, speak for the have-nots and don't. Fucking them thorough, nigga, fuck they world. Meth clutch the mic, bitch niggas clutch they pearls. Tonight, I ain't feeling them ice stairs. If you want it, I'm right here. Satin Allen and we don't fight
there. As a young little homie, I used to sell crack. I used to run in the front of the building and come out the back. Little homie on the block with the fly ass gear. Me and my crew used to shop around Union Square. Hey yo, I never knew I would become an MC. Now everybody on the block be amazed to me because I rock the mic most definitely. So dark, I can't fly, yo, you know my seat. 525i, yo, I stay low-key. And if I have to pop something, yo, it's not my fault. I ain't tell y'all nigga try crack my ball. I'm the new terrorist rapper, the main assault. Ridiculous on your back, elbow a nigga thought. Push through, Wu-Tang, lyrical kung fu. That's when you enter all my niggas to hunt you, yeah. Beat to the guards, 1-2-1-2. And you don't
million
stop the body by pop
it's
your glide.
It's your choice, I get your face, I cut off like tank tops. My motivation is money and mass murdering. Why you still proving you nice in rap tournaments? I be all smooth with the ice and mad burners and plotting on taking your life, look how I lure them in. Get drunk, smoke ashes about the earnings. Act murdering journalists for the words they writ. Mathematics crafted the beat, called term to spit. Cause I set fire to shit like a furnace lit. I pack German clips, stash box in the whip. Four door Optimus Prime, transformer shit. Call the coroner, caskets for half price. Dead bodies in the trunk, moving through the mass pipe. It's on now, cousin Law Town. We roll with premature babies, we carry 4 pounds.
Yeah.
pray and make 1 week. Get it? 1 week. She a young freak with a unique physique. So sweet, so chic. Shopping on Newberry Street at every boutique. Brain surgeon, she can headshot him. Put them red bottoms. You can never say the head bottom. Watch Ed spot him. Fatherless daughters. Y'all looking for dimes, not dollars. She always by herself. Don't need no friends. She don't come to play. She come to win. When you with her, you get immersed. Let her choose a purse. She don't come in dancing. Hear the music first. She attracted to you and your wealth. She a fire homeboy that light itself. Yeah. She about
bags and shoes.
Homie, it could give you the blues. Let me give you the news. That girl about
bags and shoes.
She wins, she never lose. Pick and choose. Any kind of
bags and shoes.
Homie, it could give you the blues. Let me give you the news. That girl about
bags and shoes.
Pick and choose.
Bags
yeah.
And shoes.
Yeah, yo. Mama told her to be much smarter. She's somewhere in Nevada, addicted to Prada, ass naked in the Ramada. She giving up the whole enchilada. Pimping ain't easy, hoeing is harder. Young daughter not knowing the father, wanna blow up like a martyr. She a midnight marauder. Little bathing suit, she sitting next to the water. High fashion, love smashing. Go to war with a passion. End up with a K ration. Vegas, New York, Hollywood, no compassion. You with her, you better cash in. You put your foot down, she put her ass in. She's the industry unmasking. Everybody asking, who is she? 100 all real. A compliment to her is like a kiss to a veil. She about
bags and shoes.
Homie, it could give you the blues. Let me give you the news. That girl about
bags and shoes.
She wins, she never lose. Pick and choose. Any kind of
bags and shoes.
Homie, it could give you the blues. Let me give you the news. That girl about
bags and shoes.
Pick and choose.
Bags and shoes.
Yeah.
Talk this one out, you know? For real, let's go for A major, man. A major. Nothing that don't deserve it, man. What's good, scientists? Talk to me, kid. How's life working? Keep your money up. Gear killing, murking niggas. I'm strong. Been through the mountains. I'm like Martin, one Spartan. I'm guaranteed to blow up. You start with me. My measurements is ordinance. Little bit flashy, bro. Nah, I'm lying. I'm all cash, man, with glasses. Yeah, a flashy dawn come through frontin' and shit. Light a whole big blunt of this shit. We sit around the table. Here goes. Yours, mine, his, hers. What? This what it does. Just keep it in the family, all love. Let's put the plugs together and cake up, build up the buzz. I write for real niggas who down. Bring your hound with you, throw him a jewel with meat on it. Now did you analyze it like a 27 inch? Give me the wrench so we can throw niggas some hero on the Jaina Finch.
Yeah, yeah. Chef, what's the motherfucking science, baby? ES to B, Big Gangsta Gears, aka Eastside Slim, aka Freddie Kane, man. Thugging in this motherfucker, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Nigga doing good this shit, nigga rapping and shit, you know what I'm saying? In the booth touring overseas and shit, nigga. Ain't really robbed no nigga, baby. Still sell dope, though, nigga.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm from the ski mask schoolhouse. Where life stay complicated, intoxicated, and gloomed out. And niggas ain't graduated, but they can relate with that 2 bout. That 2 for 10, crack sins, needles, and spoons out. Ooh, I need some paper. Ooh, my fingers bitchin'. Wish that Santa Claus would put a brick under my tree for Christmas. A new it for my bitch and 2 choppers off in my stocking. Bacon, soda, yo's a lockin'. You coppin', drop a deposit. Sign my life right on the dotted line. Wrote it in blood, got my uncle wiping down my time. Told him a dub, niggas know I rap, but most of my day I rap with my plug. Oh, I see a platinum album. I see my day with the judge. Fuck it. When I die, tell my mama I'm in the mafia. Ecuadorian chick about to scoop me up from LaGuardia. Party, you wanna stop, but you can't give up the sport. The soul, Pyrex in the fort. Shout out to East New York, nigga.
Talk to me, big homie. What's the sign? You know what it is, nigga. We under that building heavy. All kind of motherfucking military shit on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We organize nothing but realness. It's a
put it down in a special way to make everybody comfortable. If you get out of line, he gonna see you. I ain't gonna talk to you. I'm just gonna write it out. You know what I'm saying? But all this is motherfucking real and not cosmetic. No little shit over here, nigga. We wear full-size shit, full-size gear, full-size clothes. You know what I'm saying? We travel in a great way, and we out for the best. I shout every real nigga out there, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, that's number one. You know what I'm saying? Because these kind of lines right here, you might not hear no more. These is raw rhymes, these is raw lines. These is like, nigga, I'm a prophet. You already know, man.
I'll do my best to make it clear.
Yeah, I wanted to show business. I wanted to better myself. That's why I got my name. What's in a name? Don't give it a bad name.
You're a classy crowd, too. I can see that, you know.
But you expect more out of us today. We give you more.
The people who supported me through the years, I wanted to give them something.
And I've been reading up on them, and I found out some very interesting things.
And among the things we must practice is this.
Sit back and listen, because I have a story for you.
It was a commercial on the DNA, the Hank Love Show. If you were there, you know about the little rapper studio. With Jamaica Queens, not the death, dude was a clown. But back then, it was probably the cheapest studio in town. I remember watching video music, watching Ralphie Daniels. The rocket 30,000 people surrounded by cameras. First rhyme in 82, first band 87. First time we played it through, I doubt it was very depressive. But we kept on practicing, and we got better with time. Practice makes everything perfect. Gangsta, I wish he was here.
Yo, and just like that, we back, man. That was Ill Bill with Primo, world premiere. And we had NOG, Bags and Shoes, Terminology, Men of Respect with the Wu-Tang Clan all up in there. Man, I still got some joints on there, but shit, we ain't going to get to them today. But, yeah, that's what's up, man. That's how we get down on the show, man. We disappear for a while and then come back beating some heat. So that's what it is. Putting that fire out. Oh, man, 10 minutes in the show. I don't know what else to tell y'all, man. What y'all want to talk about?
I be like that sometimes, though.
You know, man. What y'all want to talk about, man? Oh, man. So while we were listening to the music, yeah, man, I was looking at some in national news. Man killed wife over HIV fear.
Fear?
Yeah, fear.
Oh.
Man was charged with fatally stabbing his wife and adult son in their suburban home and told investigators he carried out the killings out of fear he had been given the magic from prostitutes he used to... No, he had given his wife, I'm sorry. He killed her because he feared he had something. I got it all wrong. Yeah, because he had given his wife HIV from prostitutes he used to frequent out of concern what would become of his jobless son afterwards. So, yeah, he killed the son and the wife because he went out there and thought he might have HIV.
Why did he kill himself?
I guess he was afraid. He planned to kill himself after killing his wife, wondered what would become of his son. And after his suicide, explaining that his son played video games all day, had no girlfriend or a job, and he made several unsuccessful attempts, and he didn't kill himself. He just called the police.
Why not just take a little test and find out if somebody's sick first, and then, you know.
I don't know. He had to feel. I mean, man, I can't call him, man. People are stupid, man. But now he's going to jail, and quite possibly he'll be in jail with HIV, so he ain't got to worry about nobody fucking him while he's in jail. That's one thing.
Well, that's true. Unless there's some other HIV people in there.
Right, if they're already got it, you know, they might double the jeopardy, man.
You scared away?
Oh, you know what? Speaking of HIV, man, did you see Magic Johnson's son, man, coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that some shit, man? That's crazy. That is fucking crazy.
Talking about he was serving it up. It was like,
yeah.
He didn't say he was serving
anything. I'm like,
that's
wow. Crazy. And then Stacey Dash showed crazy
ass
out here.
What is this now?
Sitting over there hating on Jay-Z and Beyonce with her. She's something's wrong with her. You know, they want to. Go ahead. Well, she ain't nothing good coming out of her camp either. It's like, you know, after the little thing she had with Lisa Ray, and then after that shit went bust, you know, they kicked her off the show. She's just been a Looney Tunes ever since, man. You know, she was sitting over here, you know, going against Obama, and now she's over. You know, Jay-Z and them went to Cuba, and people are tripping. I'm like, ain't nobody say shit when Dennis Rodman went to fucking China and shit, but they go to Cuba and now they fucking traitors and stuff like that. But did nobody cry at all when Rodman went to fucking China to talk a little Kim? But anyway, yeah, these two idiot-ass Republicans, Mario Diaz-Balart and Alina Ross-Littman, you know, tried to make something out of nothing with the, you know, them taking a trip as a unscheduled trip or whatever. And, you know, she chiming in behind that shit. I'm like, what are you doing? No one's paying you any attention.
Right.
You know? And so you over here.
Hater,
you know,
no.
Yeah, right. That is the anatomy of a hater, man. That is exactly how haters look. You ain't got nothing going for yourself but to stay relevant. You're going to make yourself relevant. And, you know, get involved in that fuckery. But, you know, to each their own. Looks like Flay's silly ass is about to go to jail. Yeah. Yeah, Flavor Flav, dumbass, about to go to jail.
What are you going for, child support?
No, a couple of months ago, man, Flav sat up over here and threatened his longtime girlfriend's son with a butcher knife. And, you know, he didn't, I guess they were in court, according to this, and he was supposed to testify during an evidence hearing, but he didn't show up, and the team did, and the judge has an April 18th court appearance where, you know, he got felony charges with assault of a, you know, a deadly weapon, and, you know, he got to go to court. If he goes to court, he's looking at 12 years in prison. Now, mind you, Flav ass is 54 years old. 54. You know, he was old then when he was with Public Enemy, but, you know, that don't make no sense, man. So, he about to go. Yeah, he about to go. That's all I can say.
Right. He must have really wanted to go because he's been trying to get there. You going now, buddy?
I ain't trying to go. I am not trying to go. It ain't jail or not for me. I'm going to tell you that right now. One, I'm a yellow nigga. That's the first thing. And they like yellow niggas. And I ain't trying to meet the booty bandit. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. The booty war.
I say no.
It ain't happening. So, but yeah, man, that's what's happening. That's the last of the news. That's going on. Like I said, we didn't gossip on this show today. We gossiped, we played some music, talked a little shit. We'll be back next week talking some more shit. I mean, what else do we have to do other than work and be here with you guys every Wednesday?
That's
all. Hopefully we'll still be around to come to the show. You know, if Little Kim don't fuck us up, y'all, hey, y'all better take that man serious. Little Kim ain't no joke. North Korea, man, ain't playing, goddamn it. They got some plan, motherfucker shooting rockets and shit. And, man, they ain't playing.
Why they be hating the United States, though? Like, what is that about?
Because, I mean, I'm going to say to you like this. The United States is a great country, okay? It's the only country, and you know, I'm going to tell you something, too. Fred hit me up to this when he went to Africa. He went to Africa for a month. We are the only country where you can eat 24 hours a day. I mean, there's other countries out there quite possibly that can't eat 24 hours a day, but we eat 24 hours a day. And we have other liberties that other countries don't. You know, women have rights in some countries. They don't. I mean, our currency really ain't shit right about now, but, I mean, we can buy shit at will. You know, we have jobs. Our health care is not great, but we can go to the hospital when the fuck we want to. We can travel when the fuck we want to. And we have plumbing. We can shit and we can shit on, sit on the toilet as opposed to going outside and shitting by a rock. So, I mean, I'm going to keep it real. You know, that's pretty much what it is. And we, you know, like when Africans come over here and, you know, people get offended by like what Nigerians and shit be talking shit like they do over there. And, on the north side, and you know how we don't appreciate the shit that we got. Yeah, we don't. We really don't. But yeah, they hate us because we're a police country. You know, we sit over here and we take up for the little man, and you know we always, you know, the big brother of every fucking thing instead of, you know, worrying about our own. I mean, that's pretty much why we get the shit that we get from other countries and everything. So, you know, they love us when we give them money. Or hiring, you know, outsourcing and everything. But other than that, that's it. So, I mean, like I say, China been talking shit for a long time. Well, I won't say China. I say South Korea. Was it North Korea? North Korea. Yeah, talking shit for a long time. They was doing that shit back when Bush and Cheney was running shit. You know, but people need to take these cats serious, man. I mean, one thing I do know about silent motherfuckers, the silentest motherfucker is the deadliest motherfucker. So, I mean, you could be messing with a sleeping giant. You know what I'm saying? You might think
no
he can't whoop your
ass. Right.
Mm-hmm. But he can whoop your ass. So, yeah, I better recognize, man, Lil' Kim ain't no joke. So, with that, Man, we're going to keep it 100. I'll say we'll try to be here next weekend. Next Wednesday. If not, Red will be here. And she's just as fun as
yep.
I am. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, people. Nod your head Wednesdays. Check out my store, www.rc2comics.webs.com, and check us out on the Facebook. Look me up under Brock Sampson or look me up under RC2 Comics. And that's pretty much it. So, we're going to bounce up out of here, man. Nod your head Wednesday. Peace.
Nod your head.
Hottest in the town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.